Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because, again, he's away. Here's what Jim has to say. An old friend and I were reminiscing recently about our days together in a mill years ago. Maintenance had been neglected for years and unexpected breakdowns were frequent. I was first on the scene in charge of maintenance, and I started spending money on maintenance like there was no tomorrow. Shortly after I arrived, a new mill manager showed up, and thank goodness he was also a proponent of maintenance. We poured money into a backlog of deferred maintenance. Then my friend arrived and was expected to stabilize production and put us in the black. It took some time, but the goals were all achieved. I left after a couple of years, but things were becoming fairly stable by then. Night calls had dropped off measurably. But in the midst of our reminiscences, my friend said a startling thing happened within just a few more months. Night emergencies ceased, never to commence again in all his remaining years on the site.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
But here is the real surprise. Most of our emergency production interruptions were caused by only one category of potential items, failed bearings. If there was one root cause of endless hours of lost production and endless expenditures of maintenance overtime, it was bearing failures. And the cause of the bearing failures was poor preventive maintenance, lubrication negligence. Now, there were other problems, hot spots in the old electrical systems and old motor generator sets with vacuum tubes that did not want to start up after outages, but these things almost never shut us down. In one disaster in the powerhouse, I lost all four boiler feed water pumps. I needed only one, the rest were spares. But the root cause of that mess was poor bearing maintenance going back 25 years. We lost a turbine generator, a whopping 3,000 kilowatt unit, due to bearing failure. We repaired it, put it back online, and celebrated its 60th anniversary while I was there. Today we spend lots of time talking about predictive, preventive maintenance, and have all sorts of seminars and software to manage this. There is no excuse for not having a strong, predictive, preventive maintenance program. But can it all come down to something as simple as proper care of bearings? What are the root causes of your emergency shutdowns? Dig into them and see if they have the same genesis as ours did. You may be surprised, for in the frenzy of a breakdown, we sometimes do not think clearly, and we may draw erroneous conclusions. Of course, emergency shutdowns call up the specter of potential safety problems, both during the event and while effecting the cure. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.